Good Wednesday morning. Today is March the 6th and it is 8:45 and we are here to seek God's face and to know his heart. Well, if you didn't tune in yesterday, we finished up our Bible plan on no looking back and we went out with a bang. So if you missed that, go back and look at that. Go back and listen to it on the podcast or on the YouTube channel or on Facebook if you want to scroll through all the posts. But do it. Yesterday was incredible. And we learned the reason why we continue looking forward and forgetting the things in the past. So go back and look at that. I'm not spending much time on yesterday because today we are starting our new Bible plan. Our new Bible plan is on intimacy with God. Intimacy with God. So I'm excited. I found this plan this morning, actually. So as I was praying, I was going to go one direction last night, and I woke up, and I was spending time with the Father. And he said, Cody, this is the one we need to do. So he is after intimacy. He is after our hearts. He wants our heart. He wants our affection. He wants our attention. And that is what we are going to learn about for the next 10 days. So if you want to hop on that Bible plan, it is right up there on the bit.ly link. I've updated it. All you have to do is click that and it'll take you straight to the Bible app and then you'll be able to join the plan. And I did send a few of you that are regulars on our devotion and on the and reading the Bible plan with us. I've already sent you an invite. So open your Bible and you can hop on that plan and join that with us. So day one, the title of this plan is 10 Habits of Intimacy with God. So we're after the habits. Day one, sit place with God. Now is the time to restore intimacy with God back into your life. The enemy's plan is to kill, steal, and destroy intimacy in all relationships, especially your relationship with God, your marriages, your friendships, etc. Beginning with the most important one, your relationship with God. It is God's plan to restore intimacy with you, making you strong, steady, secure, and sure. His pathway of intimacy is life-breathing, life-giving. In his presence, you will be filled to the fullness of joy, and all provisions needed for your intimacy journey will be provided. Your sit place with God can be both visual and physical. Find a place where you can sit with God daily. It is in this sit place that you first worship him and then share your thoughts and feelings with him. Pause in his presence. Wait for him. Don't rush this time. First, to receive his care and comfort for your struggle. Second, to receive his truth, to know the path to take that will offer you the help, healing, or hope you so desperately need. This is not a time of monologue, but of dialogue. It is the honoring of both your voice and his voice. Your response in obedience to what he shares with you is your love back to him. And there's a reflection point, and I'm just going to share this for those that aren't going to follow the Bible plan. I'm going to share this as a reflection. So if you want to go back and listen to this and reflect on this tomorrow, or maybe as you find your sit place tonight, go back and reflect on this. First, create your sit place with God. Meet with God daily, even throughout the day and night, to share your heart and listen to his heart. Second, invite Jesus daily in all your relationships and situations. His presence will give you peace, joy, hope, and so much more versus what the world has to offer in stress, anxiety, and depression, and many more emotional struggles. Remove all do not enter signs, giving him access to your whole life. Third, obey. Obey what he speaks to your heart. From this loved place, he will share his truth that will set you free. How many of you are excited to practice intimacy with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, your Heavenly Father? How many of you are excited about that? I am excited. Today, we're going to hop into, we've got a couple of scriptures that we're going to cover. 1 Peter 5:10, in his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you've suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. Psalm 16:11, you will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Psalm 62, oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for our God is a refuge. Beloved, are you seeing the pattern of these scriptures that are included in this Bible plan? It is all to point your focus and your heart back to him. Once we get that intimacy with him, and when you think of intimacy, typically we think of intimacy in a marriage and husband and wife. And intimacy is, it doesn't have to be sexual. It could be the time that you're laying in bed at night, communing, and what Christian and I call pillow talk. Intimacy is letting your spouse, your husband or wife, know the deep things that are inside you, know the struggles, know the victories. You're communing with your spouse. And that is what intimacy with God looks like. It's no different than the way that you text your husband or wife, or you call your husband or wife, or you send nice loving things on Facebook, and you let the whole world know that you were infatuated with your spouse. That's no different than what we are doing with God. The intimacy is spending time with him. It's, God, I miss you today. I need to get in your word. Lord, I want to stop what I'm doing and pray right now. Lord, I don't want to watch TV tonight. I don't want to watch the news. I don't want to watch Netflix. I want to read your word. I want to know the promises that you have for me. I want to know what the good things that you have for me. That's what I want. That's intimacy. That is seeking the heart of the Father. Seeking his face and knowing his heart. Intimacy. Amen. John 15:9. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. If we are seeking his face and knowing his heart and seeking after intimacy with him, we are going to obey those commands. Cody, you talk about obedience a lot. I know, because you don't hear about obedience a lot. You hear about there's love and there's grace and there's mercy, but you don't hear about obedience. Think about this. If I'm seeking intimacy with my wife, with Christiana, and she were to say, Cody, I don't like when you do this, or Cody, can you do this differently? Or Cody, can you, it's a command in a certain respect. Would you agree with that? Now, if I disobeyed her command, say, for example, I was playing with her hair too roughly. I like to touch her hair and just stroke her hair, caress her hair. And say, for example, I might have been a little too rough. And she said, Cody, don't do that. That hurts. Now, if I continued to disobey and continued to be rough with her hair, do you think that's going to be the response that I want? No, because I am disobeying what she's told me. Now, that's a very natural illustration, but you understand what I'm after. It's no different with God. When he says, when we come to him and say, God, we want to seek you. We want, like we learned yesterday, Jeremiah 29:13, seek me with all of your heart and you will find him, or you will find me. We are going to learn things about God that, one, that pleases God, and two, that displeases God. So if we know that it displeases God, then we can go into his word, find out what his commandments are. So then we can obey his commandments, which brings pleasing to God, Do you see how it is, beloved? Do you see if we can look at God as a relationship, the same relationship that we have towards our spouse, and because it's for a natural example, I'm not trying to say, you understand what I'm saying. I'm giving you a natural example that if we pursue our spouse, we can pursue God with that same passion and the same desire. Amen. Amen. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We're going to pray, get you on your way to start your day. Hop on that Bible plan with us. Dig in. We have 10 days. So we'll do, starting today, we'll do tomorrow. Friday, do you guys want us to come back and do a marriage devotion? If you do, leave us a comment, send us a message. Let us know what you want to talk about. Last Friday, we talked about communication and communicating the hard things inside marriage. So if you want us to do a marriage devotion, let us know, send us a topic, send us a discussion point, and we'll pray about it. Father, we thank you for your word today. Lord, we thank you for the pattern and what you're after. You're after our hearts, Lord. So as we started day one of our plan about intimacy, Father, we pray that you would draw us into your heart, that you would bring us into your arms. Father, that we would desire nothing more than to be near to you. Draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the desire that you're releasing right now in those sons and daughters, in those beloved that maybe are running from you, maybe are on the fence and saying, God, I want to be in the world, but I don't. I want to be more of you. Lord, I just pray that you would fill them with a desire. I release that desire right now to seek your face. Father, we thank you for going before us. We thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you for your provision and being the Jehovah Jireh that you are. We thank you for the blessings today. We ask for forgiveness of our sins. We thank you that your mercies are new every single morning. We take up the full armor of God as we prepare for what's ahead today. Lord, we love you. We love you. I choose to seek your face. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow.